morning, and welcome to worship at First United Methodist Church Racine. We are so glad you're here with us today, whether you're online or you're sitting in the pews with us. We can't wait to share our God's message with you today. Our theme for today is bold faith, the power of God's unbounded spirit. And the song that we're opening our service with today talks about surrendering to that, surrendering to God, to your faith in God.
The first announcement is on the 30th, actually both of them involve the 30th. I will be taking over the pulpit, and I got to get a hold of Scott McClellan, because he's supposed to be my liturgist, and I got to make sure he's going to be here. But the second announcement is we're having a potluck right after that service on the 30th. And it's going to be welcome back to church and an indoor picnic. And Teresa's already said she's going to bring the cheddarwurst and hot dogs and buns. I'm bringing my potato salad that I love to make. Ricky's going to be bringing a couple different kinds of chips and stuff. And if you call the church or call me and let me know what you'd like to bring so we know what's coming. And we have plenty of room downstairs to social distance, and we don't have to sit really, really close to anybody, but it's close enough that we can talk to everybody and we can meet and really have a good time. So I'm looking forward to it. I know the art of public speaking is the most scariest thing in the world. So how can I say I'm looking forward to it? Because I love talking about God and what his plans are for us and what our plans are. So the title of my message is going to be, Why Are We Here? So I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Bible, it didn't make sense at first when I started reading this. So I read just before this, and what it starts out is Joshua sends two men to survey the land, including Jericho, and the king tells this lady, Rebecca, I think, if I remember right, to bring the two men to him. And instead, this is what occurs after that. She does not bring them to the king. Before the men lay down, she came to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land and that the fear of you has fallen upon us and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, who were devoted to destruction. As soon as we heard it, our hearts melted, and there was no spirit left in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in the heavens above and on the earth beneath. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that, as I have dealt kindly with you, you also will deal kindly with my father's house and give me a sure sign that you will save alive my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death. And the men said to her, our life for yours, even to death. If you do not tell this business of ours, then when the Lord gives us the land, we will deal kindly and faithfully with you. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thank you. I am here because
I'm not a